Welcome to the Chef Rock Experiment.
We're going to new levels, baby.
How bad do you want it?
Time to stop the shit and start to shift.
This is the Chef Rock Experiment Podcast on rocksolidfood.com.
Let's start the shift.
Everybody, get hyped. Time for another shift. Gather around. Pre-shift, I guess, yeah? Let's talk about pre-bussing your life. If you're in a restaurant business, you already know what pre-bussing is, right? What is bussing? Bussing is we have bussers to bus the table, clear the table off, get it ready for the next customer or whatever's coming next, right? Bussing the table. We also have a step of service called pre-bussing, and that's for the server to do. So I'm going to give you a scenario. And if you've been out to eat, you've probably seen this. Maybe you don't even know what the hell pre-bussing is. So I'm going to school you today and show you how it pertains to your life and how you need to pre-buss your life. You're sitting at a table. You had your entrees, right? Chef Rock's fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and some collard greens. Maybe a little hot sauce on the table. And you're ready to order dessert. Or you're ready to go. There is no dessert. Well, pre-bussing means that anything that is not in use, that is no longer in use, should be taken off the table, right? Oh, you see it coming, don't you? Yes. Let me work with it for a second. Anything that is not in use should be taken off the table so the server can drop the check, so dessert can be bought, or the busser doesn't have as much work to do. But it looks nice and clean so the guests can sit and talk, right? So if there's hot sauce while we're serving dessert, that's a problem, right? If there are empty cocktail glasses when the wine, dessert wine is coming out, that's a problem. Because the cocktails, they're not ordering cocktails anymore, right? So those should be pre-bussed. The entree fork, off the table, pre-bussed, right? Before the busser does his or her job, you as a server got to do your job. And what's the goal? To have a smooth service and to make sure that whatever is coming next can have a place at the table, whether it be the check, dessert, or just the busser has a lighter load so we can get on to the next table. Because if we can't do that, if we can't turn tables, we can't make money. You can't make money. So what do you mean pre-bus your life? Well, we all have things in our lives that don't deserve a place on our table, and we got to get them out. Listen to me. You got to get them out of the way because they're blocking your blessing. They're blocking whatever's trying to come next, right? So we say, we pray, we ask for, and we say, well, this hasn't happened in my life. You know what? You're right, because you're holding on to your old you. You're holding on to your old habits. You're holding on to some friends and some people that don't encourage you. You're holding on to some things that are in the way of the next course. So I need you to pre-bust your life. And it's tough sometimes, right? That hot sauce was good, right? That's tough sometimes to see that, to get up out of here. Or you at another table over here as a server, and it's tough to get back to this table to pre-bus it, or you expect somebody else to do the job. No, you got to do the job because you're the one making the money, right? So if it's so-called friends, the negative people, the gossipers, the naysayers, the people that don't support your dreams, the people that every time you leave them, you don't feel fulfilled. Every time you're on the phone with them, you feel drained, right? You know when the call ID comes, you're like, ah, they're going to dump something on me. You got to get rid of those people. Or hold the mirror up to yourself. Some of those habits, right? Especially chefs. We don't need to be hanging out all the time. Listen, I ain't mad at nobody for doing what they do. So this is not an anti-party post. But if you know you got to work breakfast, if you know you got to be there in the morning, then you can't have the shift drink at night. You can't hang out to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. If your son, your daughter's at home waiting on you, right? They expect to see you, to tuck them in. Then you can't go to the bar. You can't do those things that you used to do. If you want to go into corporate, you got to put, like, you're going to have to stop smoking weed because they drug test in corporate. This ain't the line, like, this is not the mom and pops no more. I'm going to just be real with you because I'm going to say some things that, you know, that I've been through, but many other people aren't talking about. If you want to get where you've never been, you got to do some things that you've never done. And what you have to do is you got to pre-bust your life. Some of those things that we're doing from our old self are holding us back, and we got to get them out of there and the next course will come automatically. And when it comes, right, we'll love it. We'll enjoy it. Now, what happens in a restaurant where they don't clear the hot sauce? Where the server isn't pre-bussing, where there's all sorts of crap on the table. Water glasses, right? Wine glasses from the first course. The dessert's still gonna come. If it's a turn and burn kind of kitchen, dessert's still gonna come. And whether the customer knows it or not, it's not an enjoyable experience. If I'm sitting here with dessert, I got a bread basket with two pieces of bread, a hot sauce, steak sauce, dinner knife, like that I didn't use but still there, and I'm sitting here trying to eat ice cream, no spoon, right? What happens? It makes it a less enjoyable experience. It's cluttered. So what you're asking for may actually come into your life, right? To put that on your life, you may get something that you've been asking for, but because there's so much crap on the table, because there's so much, there's so many obstacles from your old self, stuff that's no longer serving you, because it's still on the table, you can't enjoy what you asked for. I just had to let that sit for a second. If you've been in the restaurant business, if you're in there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're a manager, server, bussers know exactly what I mean. I could do a whole nother joint on the people that are trying to support you in your dreams and trying to help you. And you won't even help them. You won't help yourself. But we're going to say that for later. So what I want to encourage you to do, and you can do it. It's going to be a little tough, right, to get rid of some old habits, to outrun your old self. But you can do it. And it's going to start with a little initiative, maybe removing one thing, right? Say you're not the fastest server. Okay, I'm determined to get all of the silverware off the table before the desserts come. Or maybe I don't take as many tables, so I get overwhelmed. You got too much going on in your life. I don't know what it is, but I know that in order for you to get to the next level of what you're trying to achieve, you're going to have to pre-bust your life. Get rid of some old things. Get rid of some old habits, some old friends. Get them out of your life. Cut the crap out and start the shift. Holla. Yo, hope you enjoyed the show, but I need a favor from you. One more thing. Subscribe, rate, review. Yeah, tell everybody and them. And check me out, rocksolidfood.com. Stop the start the shift. Peace.